L don't want you sucking no dick. What up, though? It's another episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. I have two dope ass guests in this bitch. We have a conservative guest, fiscally and figuratively. But I'm going to introduce these people, and we're going to have a very, very fun time. So first, we have Miss Voice of the Voiceless, director, actress, and part-time dick police.
You still call her the dick deputy.
Yeah, the dick deputy. There we go. And she played a cop, too. There we go.
Twice.
And then we have the queen of the butterfly ass cheeks, porn star in the making, Miss 10,000 followers on Twitter, Cece. And Cece says she's nervous, so we about to get her turned up. Cece, every time you feel nervous, take a gulp. Because we got a dog ass drink, and I do want to talk about that drink. It is called Nyack. It came from our sponsors, Liquor Basket Gratiot, which is in Detroit. Not only is this Liquor Basket Gratiot black owned, but the drink, the brand, the cognac is black owned. So shout out to them. What I made was 1.5 shots of that, 1.5 shots of ginger ale, and then I topped it with 3 shots of cranberry. So it was pretty dope. Shout out to them. We're going to get into our guest introductions. We're going to let y'all introduce yourself. We're going to let the dick police go first. Introduce yourself. Give out whatever you want to give out. And then let us know, do you have 35 or more bodies, officer?
So I am El Brianna. And as he said, I'm an actress, an activist, a poet. I used to do YouTube. Anyway, I'm not the dick police. I don't give a fuck what you do with your pussy. But if a topic is given, sometimes I may give my opinion. Shut up. And I have don't even have close to 15, let alone 35.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's it.
I like that. She was like, look, I don't even have 15.
I am innocent.
Look, yeah. I am innocent.
I don't even think I'm at 10.
I'm not dick police.
I don't even think I'm at 10.
Are you include? You got to include pussies, too.
I don't do that part of the European lifestyle.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure you know. Women don't like to count women don't like to count their pussies. So, you know, I just want to let them know you got to count
I definitely don't count women as bodies.
Yeah, you have to. No, you expect a nigga to count a dick if it went in his butt?
Not if he didn't like it.
That makes no sense.
See, here's the thing.
How?
You don't say, oh my God, I never bought that car because when you bought the car, you didn't like
it. No, if you try dick and you don't like dick and you don't get dick anymore, I would not expect you to tell me about that.
If you orgasm,
tell me about
if
it.
You orgasm,
I wouldn't expect you to count it either.
If you orgasm, it's a body.
If you exchange bodily fluids and don't bring up the condom bullshit, it's a body.
Okay, so he didn't come.
No.
And he didn't like it.
No,
so it didn't happen. Fluid,
whatever.
I'm not gonna count that.
We gonna go into CC.
I don't count the bitches who can't eat pussy.
Ooh.
We gonna go into CC.
Oh.
Well, my name is CC. On Twitter, CC2Freaky. Instagram, mycc_. I got a butterfly on my butt.
You sure do.
For sure have more than 35 bodies. I've been fucking since I was 16.
Okay.
So when I lost my virginity, I wrap it up. I got results. All the
period.
Okay. Yeah.
She's a period. Oh, I ain't dropped my handles. My bad. ELLE.BREAUNNA on all social media. Got a movie coming out on Tubi called Justice. It'll be out before December. If this drops before October 15th, come to the premiere at Bel Air Theater, period.
Hey, I like that. I love that. Shout out to you. You directed
Thank
it, right?
You. And I wrote it.
Yeah, you gotta put everything out there. CC, don't worry. I know you're a little nervous. I made sure
She wasn't nervous.
No. I told her to leave her handcuffs at home. So she's not going to arrest you for more than 35 bodies. All right, that's my last joke for the next 10 minutes. All right.
Next 10 minutes.
Brandon, how many bodies you got?
I tried to do a list, right?
He forgot.
And I forgot. But it's like, I want to say it's over a football roster.
I am ignorant and have no idea what that means.
NFL roster is 52.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, you know, two. You know, we had a couple years where we had some fun, you know. L was definitely judging me.
No, I'm going to say this. I think that men need that.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Elaborate.
So I think men are dogmatic. I think that naturally y'all are just a dog in heat. So I don't necessarily always judge men on how many. I judge men on the quality of pussy.
So let me get
not the
straight.
Quantity.
So
of
you
pussy.
Believe in double standards?
Absolutely.
Because I don't.
Because that's just what we live in. I cannot
some
do
double
what
standards
you do.
Are needed. They but are. I understand where you're coming from. However, I do disagree. I don't think anybody's body count really matters as long as you're healthy.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It
like, doesn't. I'm not going to look at you weird. A bitch could tell me she done fucked 100 niggas.
Last night.
And I'd be like, okay, bitch, how many condoms did you use? Did you
want to go get tasty?
And I'm going to ask you, how much did you make?
Say she it was for free.
Because then I'm going to say you a goofy. I'm gonna say you stupid.
Said, look, I'm gonna ask if you had fun. I'm not gonna call you stupid. I'm gonna say, did you enjoy yourself, baby?
Y'all ever seen them bukkake porns?
Did you enjoy yourself?
They be standing there and it'd be like 50 niggas nutting on their face.
I have.
Yeah, them be disgusting.
Yeah, they do be disgusting.
Some things are just. I just feel like I have a very sensitive vagina. Like I just could not partake.
Mm.
And then I don't like people, so like, I'm just not gonna fuck you because I'm drunk. You drunk and you here. Yeah. I'm not that kind of person. Like I need you to. Stimulate me in some sort of way. So that's why I'm not a person that could be promiscuous, personally.
I gotta really... See, my thing is I don't necessarily have to really like you to have sex with you. I have to feel like it's a very serious sexual tension. Like, I have to feel this sexual energy between us. Gross, I don't have that sexual energy with you. But I have to feel the sexual energy between us. Like, I can cut this with a knife, or when I touch you, I'm gonna explode.
Because
that's when I'll go the one-night stand route. And then... If I'm not going that route, I do have to like you. I have to want to have sex with you because I could be horny and then, oh yeah, there's plenty of niggas ready and willing because niggas is always going to want to fuck.
But where does that stimulation come from for you?
Oh, but I'm not going to, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to fuck them then. Like I have to, it really just needs to be, if I'm in the moment, if I like what I'm hearing, if I like how you look, if we're having a great conversation.
There you go.
Intellectually, I'm stimulated, but I do have to be stimulated in some way for me to choose right then and there to have sex with this person that I don't know.
That there we go. I have to feel like there's a connection in here for me. Like I have to be stimulated.
Even
in
if
here,
we don't talk
here,
the next day, in that moment, I felt that connection. But that's me.
I never had sex with somebody I didn't talk to the next day. Either.
No, I have. I definitely have.
I have. See, there we go. Yeah. So, Elle, I wanted to go into your policing of others' vaginas on Twitter.
It was one motherfucking comment.
I know. I got it. Hold on. Let me read it, bro.
About black people, they going to take it and run with it.
Hell yeah. It was so coincidental that this happened a couple days ago.
It did. And I'm
you
coming
said
here.
Verbatim. I typed it.
Verbatim.
But in all seriousness, if as a woman you are rotating dicks, you just as nasty, if not nastier. Fucking more than one nigga at a time is fucking disgusting.
It is.
End quote. Why is
it? It is. Because your vagina should be sacred. Personally, I can't do that. It would be irritated. It would be yeast infection. It would be.
Say it's on how you protect yourself because you can use lube. It's multiple partners. Like I've been in trains, gangbangs. All of that. And I'm
interesting.
Good. My coochie
trains, gangbangs.
Okay, so I have a question for you. What makes you want to do that?
I say because when I was younger, I got turned out at a young age, so I opened up sexually with my body, and I just get my.
What do you mean by turned out at a young age?
Like, I was turned when I was young, like fucking.
I was fucking at 15.
Yeah, I was fucking at 16, but like I was out here like drinking, partying, having fun. Now I'm about my money. Back then, I wasn't really.
So is it? Would you think it was something psychologically? Like, do you think that it was something that you felt you were missing in your life? Like, because I think sometimes. That is what happens to a lot of young people.
No, honestly, because I went to therapy and I was talking to my therapist. I'm like, is it a way that you can be like a sexual problem where you just feel like you gotta fuck, like you wake up horny, sex always on your mind? Like, is something wrong with me? But no, I don't think it's nothing wrong with me. As long as I protect myself and the others are protected, I don't have to have feelings or anything towards
you're
me.
Able to detach yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm a very horny person too. I want to do it all the time, but I want to do it with the one person that I love.
What
like
do you
the
do when you don't have somebody you love?
I'm not, my mind don't think that way.
You just masturbate?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or I don't think that way. I've gone months without doing that. I've gone months without having sex. If I don't, I want to have sex with the person I want to have sex with because it's something about them that makes me sexually attracted to them on every level. I want to connect spiritually with them, with our bodies together, with, and this might sound crazy, but you know how like you go to church, you get the Holy Ghost. Mm. It's no different when you're having an orgasm.
Yeah.
You are releasing your body to someone to take over you and control you in a way. And I can't give that to everybody.
I usually laugh or cry when I come because it's some type of emotional release for me.
I can see you with the Cruella DeVille laugh.
Yeah, definitely. I smile and laugh when I come. It's
Hey, but we're not about to run past something. Well, CeCe, we got to go back to this.
Yeah, that was deep.
You said you got trains ran on you. What's a train to you? I got to make sure we on the same page.
Because you seem like you're younger than us.
Train is probably like 10 dudes, maybe.
So what's a gangbang?
A gangbang is probably like more.
20. Have you had a gangbang?
She said she's had a train and a gangbang.
Okay. It don't get dry. Like, it ain't got, no, so you just kept
asking the wrong questions.
Okay.
When did you... What, I need the gang bang. Okay,
this is I like all the stories.
We're almost at 200 episodes. We've never had somebody that has come on and admitted.
Can I
that
go on live?
That they had a gang.
I would say go ahead.
Yeah, just keep it low. Like, make sure it's not loud. So, how was that experience? Did you enjoy it?
It was something new, honestly.
Like, who started this conversation? Did the guy say, "Hey"?
It started off with drinks, and okay. So I started off with drinks, and then from there, it was just like a whole bunch of niggas inside of the room. So we go to the back and get it cracking, then boom, somebody else came in. He left out, but then next thing I know, I'm fucking two niggas. Two turned into three, four, five, just kept going.
So was they in a circle jerk?
Basically.
Okay. Yeah. So, like...
What is that?
A circle jerk. When they just standing there keeping themselves hard so they can get next. Wow. So would you do that again? So, wow.
Can I ask her a question?
Shit, I ain't
got no. Go ahead, yeah, because I'm a little...
Does it make you feel like you've conquered something or like you've conquered the man?
I feel like I get a rush. Like, the adrenaline, like, all of that. It's like, you know.
I got you. Yeah. I could do that. I did that. Okay.
So, nobody literally, like, specifically was like, hey, you down with a train? Mm-mm. Or it was just like, because from what I've heard, I've never been a part of them, but, like, you go into this room and... If you come in and the girl grab your dick, she down.
That's kind of like, because I threw sex parties too.
Okay.
So like what that is, it'll be games or like porn on the TV. So, and then like it'll be like some of the games that'll start freak shit. So everybody get the fucking and stuff. Like we all here and we grown. Not necessarily somebody bent over in front of you getting fucked, but it's just like.
I kind of want to go to one of those like places.
In the train game bang, was it like one in your ass, one in your mouth, and one in your pussy?
It was mainly just my pussy in my mouth. I'm just not getting back into the ass thing.
Okay.
I did the ass thing when I was young.
Okay, wow. Okay, so like, where did they come at?
Condoms.
Okay.
I took some facials, some titties.
Okay, cool. So you say you would do it again. Like, would this be something like that's paid? Or would this be something like you would do for fun, like at a sex party?
Honestly, both.
Were you like tired after that?
Wow. Your pussy wasn't broke.
You didn't need
like, I understand what you're saying by that. Yeah, to be uncomfortable. Yeah. But it's lube, you know, and then it's time.
See, I'm a lube. I'm like allergic. So some shit I just can't. It's sensitive.
I'm going to get you stuff because it's lube, different types of lubes too for the sensitive vaginas and penises.
I don't have no problem in that area.
No, I mean, you said you're allergic. That is a problem.
Okay,
because sometimes when I use condoms, I need lube, because I feel like I have a reaction to some of the lube that's on the condom. I feel like I have reactions to that lube, so I need to pull out my own lube to get it cracking sometimes if we're using the condom. Now, we're not using the condoms. Usually, I don't need no lube.
At this point, I'm like, we got to go together so I can just rip the bitch off because I don't have time. I'm not a fan of condoms, to be honest, because I had the same boyfriend from 13 to 25. We started sex when I was 15. Shit. So I didn't use condoms for 10 years.
That's crazy because I don't even like niggas for that long.
I was a kid, you know. And then after that, I was in a short midterm situationship. And now I'm with somebody now. So I'm like, usually I'm without condoms. Midterm
situationship.
Yeah. And now I'm with the love of my life and we don't use condoms.
Oh, I love that.
I see how you just did that. See, baby, look what I said. All
right, since day one, I was like, rip that condom off. I ain't got time.
So... I've been going in on my cousin-in-law for like the past 5 minutes.
We just found we was cousins.
We literally found out we was cousin-in-law's revelation as well. I love being here to witness you guys realize that y'all were related. I loved that. It was great.
But it's funny because we got the DD here, the dick deputy. And then we got somebody that's like, crazy. You deputized the motherfuckers. But I got a train ran on me. Now what?
And my nigga been around the world and back. So I just...
He been in trains?
No, I don't know. Ain't no telling. He's at
text him right now.
He has a pass. He's at a funeral. Oh. He's at a pass.
Damn.
Yeah, he's at a pass.
We'll talk about that.
He's at a pass. So, yeah.
But before we get into like the meat and potatoes of this shit, I don't believe I said that out loud. Alessa, it's naughty time with Bessa.
Okay.
So let's get this shit popping. It's going to be a little nasty.
All right, so today's Naughty Time with Bessa. Adultery is illegal per Michigan law, so bitches start suing these niggas. Per what? Section 750.30, any person who commits adultery without the wife's or husband's permission shall be guilty of a felony. If the crime is committed between a married woman and a man who is unmarried, the man shall also be guilty of adultery and liable to the same punishment. So yeah, make sure y'all look that up and start suing these niggas, for sure.
Noted.
Why can't we sue y'all?
Because that's not the law.
Fuck y'all.
That's not, all right. It's not what the law says.
I don't like that one.
It's not what the law says.
How about that? So, Sissy, what's a munch?
Somebody that just want to just eat or suck dick. Like, they just want to do it. They don't want to suck. They just want to munch on.
So, you said that you had a favorite munch. So, like, he would just come over and eat your pussy and shit?
I drag my face across his pussy like I'm swiping my credit card. Like,
okay, so you've been drinking. I like that. That's some energy. So you like, do you suffocate him on purpose? Do you suffocate his face like on purpose? So what's the safe word when some, like, what do they do, like the safe action when they can't breathe?
Die.
Oh.
Damn. Mean.
Look at her face.
She dead ass. Like, it's no joke in there. Like, she's like, oh, I mean, if he die, I just get up and, you know, say I found him like that. Like, that's crazy. So when was the last time you wrote a face?
Last night.
Wow. What about you, Hill?
Right. A month or two ago.
Oh, you know, they say thick thighs save lives. But in this case, I don't know. Maybe, you know. It's
like, yeah. I got bad knees. I can't stay up that long.
Really? Wow.
I got bad knees too, so I don't be riding dick like that.
Do you have like any suggestions for riding the face? Maybe for these bad knee ladies?
You can like stand up and then like open your legs, but kind of like be like on the edge like this.
You want to show us?
And then like.
I mean, you was, I ain't know.
You was almost demonstrating.
Yeah.
At that point, I would like to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, I mean, you just stand up, you know?
Okay.
And then have him get down on his knees, you know?
Mm.
And push his head down. Like,
oh, interesting.
You got okay, a video like that on your Twitter, I think.
I gotta find her. Twitter porn is like the best porn.
Oh, her Twitter is crazy.
But Twitter porn is like the best porn.
Like, I feel like I seen her pussy more than I seen her face. Like, if you got a sketch artist in this bitch, you probably know one. You could literally, like, I could sketch out her pussy.
Keep going.
Yeah, I am. Hey, at least I'm being nice. Because some people, I put it on my page, right? What you said, and some of the comments was kind of mean, so I ain't gonna bring them up.
Oh, I don't care.
All right, cool. So look, they say I'm just talking shit.
Yeah,
it wasn't
people,
that mean.
You know, people are gonna say stuff. People, I'm not judging. I mean, I guess I was judging. I personally think it's disgusting. I would still be your friend. I got hoe friends. I got slut friends. That what you do with your pussy is your business. Just stay away from my nigga, because I would beat you the fuck up. But I'm just saying that. And this is too. I think people have that misconstrued. Just because you a hoe, I mean, you fucking everybody nigga. Or just because you like to fuck don't mean that everybody's a person that you want to fuck.
Right.
I might have a preference. I think people have to start and say, like, okay, I might fuck around, but that don't mean I don't have morals.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that when you growing up as a young person, you don't know that. As you're getting older, as I get older and I'm talking to people and having conversations and getting to know people that live alternative lifestyles than me, I can still love you. Which is what you do in your bedroom. Back to what I said earlier, it's not my business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the, I feel like, is the problem, that people don't take sex as a sacrosanct. Everybody has to know about it. It's no longer taboo. You know, like in my house, talking about sex was blasphemy. You'd be like, sex, oh my God. Like, no lie.
Did you ever have a sex talk?
Never. I don't even.
Yeah, my parents never gave
me. No, mama told me.
That's crazy.
No, mama told me.
Actually, I never had a sex
talk. I steal her condoms. My mom had a boyfriend and she back then and always had condoms at her house. I stole two, one for trial and error the day I lost my virginity. As she stands on the porch and say, if you fucking, I'm beating your ass. That was the sex talk. It was nothing. Or, you fucking, you're gonna get AIDS. It was never, you get pregnant. It was never straight to AIDS. Fuck chlamydia, fuck gonorrhea. It was straight to AIDS die. That's how dramatic my family is.
See, I started my period at a young age, and then my mama gave me a book called The Period Book that told me everything about what was going on in my body.
You still got it?
Probably, actually. Let me see if I can find
it.
If I can find it, Brandon, like I said. And then she also gave me her copy of The Joys of Sex. From the 70s with Bush.
Are you serious?
Yes.
See, I started my period at 9. And me my too. Family had never given me the conversation. They didn't know what to say, what to do. You know what gave me the period talk? My grandfather. Because the women in my family don't know how to talk and communicate.
Wow.
But the men do.
Hey, shout out to him though.
Yeah. And,
but that's why I typically try to date men that are great communicators.
Yeah.
Because my grandfather was a great communicator. He was a person that was like, change your pad. You have to, you know, be more clean. You have to do this, that. My mom and him was like, I don't know what to say.
But wait, did one of y'all just say something about a bush?
Yeah. Me, the joys of sex had, the copy from the 70s that my mother gave me. Bush and all. Okay. In the illustrations.
That's crazy.
Very interesting.
But, you know, that's they're bringing that back.
Mm-hmm. You're bringing up back bushes?
I'm not. I don't like hair.
Oh.
But they are bringing that back.
Yeah. I don't mind a bush, but I do not like booty hole hair. Booty crack hair. I like to eat ass too much for me to, like, see. And I like my ass ate, so, like, I can't see all that. Do you still eat ass?
I never ate ass. out of control. Never in my fucking life.
Let me try to pull that shit.
Elle, you mentioned that you had a non-existent dick. I want that story.
Oh, my God.
And he was screaming. He was in my mind, you know that episode of Rugrats when Angelica mom is just going, ah! She like screaming. That's what I heard. When I read that.
So, speaking of bushes, I was single for like a long time, like 7 months, I want to say.
She had a bikini line.
And I just wasn't doing shit because I'm just whatever. And so the guy was like, you know, drop me off, yada, yada, at my house. And I was like, okay. And I've never done the spend a night thing because I know that men expect sex. But I'm thinking that he's really a grown up and that he probably would chill. He was hounding the fuck out of me. I'm more than sure I said no several times and I still feel like it just happened because he wouldn't leave me the fuck alone. But I'm literally looking at this shit like, where is it going? Because what is it and where is it? Like, it was nothing there. And then it was like, oh, Lex.
No. Do the acting. We want to do
it. Yeah, take us there.
It was a lot of it was a lot of theatrics. Oh my God, I can't believe you just said that name.
That's it?
I don't know.
I call everybody Darnell. If his name
was Darnell. But his dream was something like that. But it was a lot of, and I just was like, bro, you gotta be kidding me right now. That's a body that don't count.
It doesn't count.
You didn't come. Most. It doesn't count at all.
If I don't come, it don't count.
CC, do it count?
No.
CC said it do.
CC said it don't.
Anyway, it does count because I've been in moments where I didn't come before and I still count my body.
You didn't even feel it.
Don't matter. I still was with this person and that.
Nah,
person.
Fuck
like,
all that.
Girl. Some people still have their opinion though. Like Suki said, if I ain't come off of it or if I ain't get a bag behind it, then I'm not counted as that body. You still opened up your legs and you still consented to sleeping with the next person.
Technically, I'm a virgin because I don't have any children.
It's been 4 years and 3 years is going to be deleted. Like my credit report. Like my TRW is going to get the fuck off.
No, Drea.
Yes,
there is a statute of limitations on bodies. And for me, the statute of limitations is if I ain't come, then it all counts.
Coming is hard, though.
I fuck.
Right. Coming is hard.
Coming is not that hard for me. That's why for me it don't count. Coming is sometimes you can touch me and I'll come.
People like moaning though, like
I want you to moan because that means I'm doing a good job. Okay. I don't want you hollering.
I actually want you. I'd rather you yell at me, yell in my ear.
See like that.
But not. I can't even do it.
A little ah. I don't want you to do a little high pitched scream in my shit. I might beat your ass. Yeah.
I don't want to say, So
you mentioned, so I guess it's a little different from you because, you know, you said that you didn't come in 25 years. Like, you said you never orgasmed until you were 25. That's 25 years.
Does that count as masturbation, too?
I'm going to be very frank. It was just, again, why I wanted to do this because I wasn't seasoned.
Top. Oh.
In sex.
I like that word.
I wasn't seasoned in sex. So I had never masturbated.
She was white people chicken.
Yep. Until I was like 23 and even still. Damn. That was a choice. I didn't know how to like pleasure myself here.
I did that by accident being young.
You know what I'm saying? But a question. Was the first person you had sex with a person that already been having sex? My experience was.
I was my first.
Yeah, I don't think he knew.
I was my first, and we were each other. Yeah, we were each other's
first. I watched Real Sex, so I actually felt I did a good job.
My family blocked that because one of my relatives was watching this shit too much.
I was my first stir and was mad that sex wasn't as good as everybody was saying it was. So I didn't have sex for like. Well, I had sex like a week later to try it again. And I was like, oh, this still is bad.
Wasn't it with that nigga cousin?
Sure, we'll say cousin. And then I didn't have sex again for a year. That was the first time I came. But I was 15 the first time I had sex. I didn't have sex again for real until 25. I was 16. Wow. And then that was the first time I came. But then I didn't come again until I was 18.
Mm. So do you be coming out your ass?
What? Okay, so we were talking about that.
Like, that's a crazy question.
I come out of my ass.
Yeah, me too.
I don't mind anal sex. Like, it's fun, and it's, I like pain. So if I'm in the mood for the pain, I'm not always in the mood to have anal sex. Right. I'm always in the mood for pain.
Right.
So if it's a good night, we having a good time, we just drunk and it's fun, but I still feel like I have to glide it in there. You can't ram it in my ass because that shit is painful. It's hence as to why the seasoned sex person here, CC, said she took a break from that shit because it's not always fun. You have to make fun.
Do you think that because, how can I respectfully say this to a cousin-in-law? Because you have all that cheekage that anal might just be a little easier to get to?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. I think it's from the back, like the butt is right, this is a little higher.
I just feel like the stimulation of anal sex is better. I don't know if, how do you feel about that?
I am not the biggest fan of anal sex. Okay. I only like fingers in my booty for the most part. And that is how I've come out of my ass. Like, I've had somebody work my booty hole with their finger.
Yeah.
It made me explode.
It's like, I want you to play with this and while you're hitting it.
Mm-hmm. See, I like two in the pink and one in the stink. I like me a nice little shocker situation. Yep. And that'll get me flowing. That's how I squirt. That's usually the only time I can squirt.
I can squirt with no problem.
I'm not a squirter for real.
I didn't know
toys inside of my ass. Actually, when I lost my virginity, I had my pussy and my ass fucked at the same time.
That's how old was this nigga?
Time out. No.
Wait, at the same time. So when you lost your virginity, you had sex with two people at the same time.
No, I had sex with one person, but I had double penetration.
That's why she said she was turned the fuck out.
Oh, okay. He had like a dildo in your booty or something.
He was fucking both. Like, they get fucking my pussy.
Oh, he was going back and forth.
Oh, got it.
Back and forth, okay. Like a wheel track. Okay.
That's so disrespectful to the Princess of Detroit. You are out of fucking line for that.
You don't think Alicia Adams?
I don't want to think about that angel.
I don't want to think about that because I don't want to think about who she was doing it with. Right. So let's move on. Oh my God, let's move on.
Jay-Z in the booty?
Let's move on. They were all so much older than her, bro. Let's move on.
Disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
Back to you. How old was he?
He was probably like 20 or 21.
So he was already. How old he was were already you? He was Laurie's.
Oh, so now we getting.
He was Laurie's seasoning.
Yeah, but I don't think he was fucking like that because I met him because I used to cheerlead. He was on the football team. So
he was a 20-year-old football player. So he was a little
in high school.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. That child was left behind. Right. Okay.
So he came into the Bush era. No child left behind.
That's why they be pushing them niggas out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want them Brandon Hunters out there. So, you know.
Shut up. Okay, let's go.
Cece, why is your throat your favorite part?
Commercial break.
Because I love sucking dick, honestly. Like, I would rather suck dick than fuck somebody.
Really?
Oh my God, me too sometimes.
Would you let somebody nut on your braces?
They did already. Okay. Like, I got a bow right here. Because, like,
look up again.
You got a bow right here because my throat is a gift, bitch! I'm sorry, but that was
the name of this episode. My throat is a gift. Do it one more time. Hold on. I didn't know that.
I love that.
It's okay.
Love that.
You are not going to the car to get your handcuffs.
I would love, if I wasn't such a pussy ass bitch, I would get a bow.
Say it one more time.
My throat, because my throat is
You got
a
bow, legitimately. You got a bow tattoo because
my throat is a gift.
All right. So that's since we're so bringing up tattoos, I love you. You have a tattoo that I was curious if you let us see.
My butterfly?
Yeah. Oh, I'm about to say, I don't think we can see it from the front. Oh my God.
Period.
Whoa. Okay, so what made you get a butterfly tattoo? Put the mic. Make sure you talk into the mic. Just move it. Yep. You good.
Honestly, I would say I got a butterfly because the way of life, like, it started off so small and then it just like turned into something so beautiful.
I did not know this was gonna get so deep.
There's so many changes in a butterfly.
How long were you sitting there ass out on this tattoo table?
Probably like 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
Wow, that's not bad. I was thinking it was like a 2-day job. Did you fuck the tattoo artist?
That's a yes.
Actually, he got like shot in his dick. So like, this is the first time I've seen a deformed dick and ever been with one.
You know, and it still worked?
Oh my God.
It still worked?
Yes.
Was anybody expecting that? I was not expecting that answer.
So how did it look?
It was like the head, it was bent. Kind of like a deformed person face look. It looked like that.
So like a curve, but not.
It was broke. Like it don't look like a dick. It looked deformed.
But it still got hard. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Did you fuck it? How was it?
It was better fucking than sucking it. Cause like, I was trying to figure out.
Cause it was like a curved dick. And curved dicks are better.
They hit. Huh? It's like you sucked that 9mm dick? Okay.
He is a joke.
Wow. I was not expecting. See, Alexa is speechless, okay?
And I'm
visualizing it and I'm understanding why it
would
was
good. Would
you
accept this shot off dick?
Absolutely not. But curved dicks are better.
Okay.
Mm. And I get what you're saying. Yeah. It was like
it was better to fuck than it was to
y'all
suck.
Y'all don't have to say that so harsh. Curved dicks are better. I'm a straight shooter.
Curved dicks are the shit.
That will ruin your life.
Mm. Curved dicks are the absolute shit. One of my favorite curved dicks is one that curves downward instead of upward, because when you're hitting it from the back, then they're hitting your... heaven.
Mm. Go fuck them tonight, I dare you.
I only know one and he has a bitch.
Go fuck them tonight, I dare
no,
you.
No, because she is not cute.
Ooh.
Sorry to you, because I know he watches the show.
Sorry, bro.
She do too.
So, CeCe, how long have you been like doing all your nasty shit on Twitter? Actually, let me pull it up so I can look at this shit.
I started last year in March.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
21? Damn, this is...
I knew she was a baby. I knew she was a baby.
Wow.
CeCe, what's your Twitter again?
CeCe2Freaky.
Oh, that's what it is. Is it a number two?
No, just T-O.
Yeah, see what it is? You shadow banned.
Oh, you can't pull her up.
Yeah, so you got to look her all the way up and then find her. They do that. Oh, see, you was sucking dick yesterday. See?
So I got hit yesterday.
Yeah.
Period.
So he has
no hair. How do you feel about that? I like no hair.
Yeah, I shave all my hair.
Yeah, off. I started someone doing that when we was young. It was just like, I don't want to look see your nappy beady beads.
Yeah, that's why I get my ass shaved so I can, you know, get my ass ate. You should eat ass.
I would never do that.
CeCe, you eat
that's
ass?
That's disgusting.
That's like dick from the back.
Shit comes out of there.
That's the most
I've did. Shit comes
out of there. No, because shit comes out of there. If you decide to do that, that's what you want to do, then you do
so
that.
So you do get your ass ate.
Not,
you just don't ask for it.
Not in current time, no. But in the previous times, yes.
You should get your ass ate.
Everybody don't like that. But everybody don't like to do that.
You know what I like? I like when I can hear the spit hit my asshole. Like, just like, woo-hoo. Like, it tickle a little bit.
I don't want to talk about when you do the popping fresh noise. Because I'm going to look at her and be like, you ate his ass.
She's not the only one.
I'm going to be like,
I'm going to tell
my man, like,
I do eat ass. First of all, I'm sure her whole family with this nigga. Yep. I know her whole family know that she eat ass. I know her whole family knows
only her sister
that she eat ass.
Yeah. After today, you better edit this out.
CeCe, are you walking around on this Twitter post with nut on your face?
Mm-hmm. And she's sucking. Look at her.
Oh. You nasty.
You nasty girl. You nasty. Okay. You nasty girl.
Your Twitter
you nasty.
Again.
That's before her time. You something nasty.
CeCeTo freaky.
So you say you're an aspiring porn star. So like, what's your next steps to get into your porn star bed?
I'm gonna turn it up. Like, I didn't even know that my Twitter was gonna hit 10K. Honestly, like my views go crazy. So I feel like the next step is like collabing with other people inside of the city with like a higher.
And do you play, like, how does testing go with that?
As far as getting tested, I have a clinic inside of my building.
Okay,
Henry
that's
Ford,
dope.
It's an apartment.
Don't say the apartment out loud.
No, I was saying the Henry Ford doctors. I didn't say
that. Oh, okay, yeah. We all for protecting identity.
Yeah, so I get tested every month.
Okay, so that's dope. Maybe we can link up with you and you could do one of our special Patreon episodes. I think it'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know, like a riding episode or a dick sucking tutorial.
Yeah.
And shit like that. Like, it'd be pretty fun. Or a butterfly, you know, we got, oh, you doing our ass episode, our ass appreciation episode.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be lit.
Right? You know, I heard it's extra credit for tattoos on your ass.
Extra
I don't
credit.
Know. You know, extra points, you know. But we got tons of prizes that we giving out.
Extra
so,
credit.
So we definitely want you to come. We got purses. What else we got, Alessa? We got
we have massages. We got what else do we
bleaching.
Have? Booty hole bleaching.
I want to do that.
Cookies,
candles,
body butters,
perfumes,
car wash.
Yeah,
we the point of the ass appreciation episode is that all asses matter. Even if it's a flat ass, a long ass, a L ass, like all asses matter. And we want to just show appreciation to all women of different shapes and sizes. So,
and yeah. October is, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month and all those things.
Oh, what they got to do with ass?
Because I feel like in general, we should just embrace body regardless of what okay. You
see,
do
I see where you're going with that. Yeah. I thought you were trying to say somebody, niggas need to go get a colonic or something.
No, they should do that too.
Yeah. You got one before?
Yes.
Everybody needs to go get their prostate checked as well. Yeah. All men. Go get your prostate checked.
I got to go when I'm 40, right?
You should actually probably, they say that black men should start earlier than that.
Because it's more prominent in black men. Yeah. And you will be impotent.
Is it really a nigga like that stand there and stick his finger up your
I'm head? Pretty sure it's your doctor.
That sticks a needle in your dick.
I would just prefer a woman doctor to stick her finger in my ass.
I mean, I'm just saying that's what's going to happen. So I'm going to stick it in.
When you got your colonic, was it a person that stuck something up your ass?
It's a little, it's faintly small, honestly. Of course, you feel the pressure because it's your butt. But
point is, somebody stuck it up your ass.
Yes, but it's a lady. And I didn't like it.
That's nasty.
Yeah, it is nasty. That's why I don't like it.
You know what's nasty? Whoever got to clean them rooms.
No, because you don't have, that's not what it is.
Don't you got to shit?
Yeah, but it's you shit in the little tube.
Yeah, it's coming. It's basically being sucked out of you through the tube.
It's not about to fall out your ass or nothing like that. It's not like that.
You learn some shit new. I mean, some new shit every day.
No pun intended.
Yeah, I ain't even but we do got to kind of wrap up. Somebody came a little late. We forgive her.
She was sucking dick, CeCe.
Was you sucking dick? That's why you was late? Oh, I'm about to say.
Not right now.
Not this time.
You could have just sucked it on the fucking camera. All right, so, L, don't get upset. But, CC, we want to talk about your last orgy, which means multiple bodies at once.
My last orgy was probably... You talking about orgy with dude or women involved?
Hey, last one, period.
Any orgy you want to talk about.
Yeah. Sound like you had more orgies than people have in their life.
Last orgy I had was with some girls and some dudes. We were all drinking, and she got it started. You know, like, she took off her clothes and she put on her toys, and then I started eating her out. Dude had came from behind.
Pause, I'm sorry. So she just came with a thing of toys.
We was drinking.
But where did she get the toys?
Yeah, she brought her toys.
So she just put her backpack.
No. What you'll learn is real freaky people, they be having the toys in their trunk, like in a bag.
So it was like, backpack.
Yeah, Dora the Explorer for toys. Yeah.
So she started doing that. I started giving her head. Dudes. They... Like, somebody start fucking her face. I'm eating her out. Somebody start hitting me from behind. And while he hitting me from behind, he kind of linked over. So he eating another girl out. He hit me from behind.
Okay.
And it was just, fucking.
Okay. So, like, do somebody get up in the morning and, like, make breakfast after all this? Like, what happened? Okay.
Yeah. Ain't no spending.
No
night.
Aftercare. Ain't no spending
with
the night.
Orgies, this seems kind of, like, not planned, right? So were condoms being used? Okay. Dope.
Because spontaneity is fun, you know.
It is.
I hate that you make it seem like I'm such an L segment. Fun is fun, right? But I just prefer intimacy.
I love that term.
I just like to...
L segment.
Yeah, I just prefer to like you and like love you and feel you spiritually and that type of thing. I'm just like at a person. I'm just...
So you won't be at an orgy.
I want to watch it.
She said she would watch one. I want to watch it. She said that she would like to be in the room.
I'm a creep. I want to watch
give
it.
Give us the next date.
I want to see really. I want to see really attractive people. I'm breaking my man. We watch it together.
Say you want to fuck you. Would you fuck in front of people?
Oh, absolutely not. Oh.
How is it? How you do the L7?
L7
it's not for, in my opinion, it's not for everybody to watch it. But if that's your thing,
yeah,
I will be the fly on the
wall.
You're
just not a voyeur. You're not an exhibitionist. You are a voyeur because you would watch.
Okay.
But you are not an exhibitionist, meaning you would not have sex in public.
I am a voyeur, but an exhibitionist.
Correct.
I don't mind watching. L the voyeur.
Yeah. I would watch. I think it's entertaining. I think it's hilarious. I want to laugh too.
Mm-hmm.
And see people just like make a fool of themselves.
And these orgies, do people ever come fast?
It's honestly they now. At it's first, like, we was doing it at a room. The next one is going to be like at a hall. I think it's like an all white party or something like that.
Okay.
And so you might have to wear all white, or you might have to wear, or it's a masquerade. I'm not sure exactly. But yeah, if they do come fast, next person.
How do you find out about these things? Like, I was wondering, like, where can I, is there, like, low-key warehouse buildings downtown Detroit or somewhere where you just walk into these X and M?
Honestly, it's like, being on Twitter and being a freak, you get added to, like, freaky-ass group chat. Sometimes I just want to do a meetup and just
funny.
Or just, like...
I found her through a freak page on Twitter, Detroit. It was like, retweet if you were Detroit 313 freak. And that's how I found CeCe.
Do you like X and M? Is that what it's called? Like...
S&M.
Yeah. S&M, I'm sorry.
What you say?
X&M. Like XM Radio.
I'm like, damn.
Or do you you know that?
What's that?
S&M. BDSM. Yeah. Like whips, chains, yeah. You know, shit like that.
Choking.
I could go vice versa. I could do it to him. He could do it to me.
You ever been hog tied?
What's
that? You kind of young. You
just
don't know.
Just tied up. Yeah. Basically just tied up.
I've been in handcuffs before, but yeah. I don't forget.
Oh, my God. My cousin found my handcuffs once when I was living with my grandma. And he found my whip, and he kept walking around the house saying, whip it real hard. My grandma was like, why do you keep saying that to her? He was like, whip it real hard.
Do you peg people, CeCe? Would you peg a man?
They ask me a lot.
I am.
And then it's like, people, you would think they straight, but they really be like, they be on that freak shit, you know, like, okay. They come down and be like, I'll fuck a tranny, you know, and I be like, what? You
okay.
know, out of myself. So, like, in that moment, that's where I have to figure out, like, how am I still attracted to you, like, sexually, because you came over here, and I didn't know. You should have told me that from jump. But I still feel like I will do that.
So, question, is that considered gay? A man that fuck trannies?
Well, we're going to use the word trans and transsexual.
I'm sorry, trans but... or transsexuals. Is that considered... a gay man?
No,
I don't think so.
It depends.
It depends on what type of transsexual person he's having sex with. If he's having sex with a transsexual person who has become a woman, that's a vagina.
But say they still got a penis.
If they still have a penis, then he's fucking a dick. So then that is gay because you're having sex with a dick.
I think we should change the word because he could also be fucking women. That would mean bi.
Bi.
I do feel like we ignore when
that
it comes
man
to
can
men.
Be bi.
Yeah,
yes,
we
go that man can be bi.
Or gay.
I don't want a man that likes a man. In no shape, form, or fashion do I want you to like a man.
What about if your man said, I don't want a woman that like women?
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Just because I think a woman is attractive doesn't mean I'm trying to be in a relationship.
I mean, but women be eating pussy and then act like they don't like women.
But I know a man that don't. I know a man that wife wanted to do that, and he was absolutely against it.
That's a difference between me absolutely against her eating a pussy because we are married, and I will not date somebody if they ever ate a pussy.
Okay, before. Remember on the Kardashians when Courtney liked women and Scott was like, no?
I don't remember anything.
No, I don't.
Okay, it was a long time ago from the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Isn't one of the moms like trans or something like that?
One of the moms.
The mama was already walking around with titties and the kids I didn't know.
What's that?
They white though.
Kris Jenner, not Kris.
Her name is Caitlyn.
Caitlyn.
Bruce. Her name is Caitlyn.
No, I was trying to think of before. My bad.
Yeah,
Bruce
Jenner was on the Wheaties box.
Right. But
Caitlyn Jenner was on the Kardashians.
The Wheaties box, Jenner, he was doing the shit then.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You knew, ain't enough money in the world, babe.
Well, this has been a great, crazy episode. We definitely got some shit that we didn't know.
Yeah.
We know that Elle is not trying to be a cop, and she like it in the ass, so we're not going to give her the L7s. Get it, L7. Anywho, and we learned a lot about CeCe that was not on the form. Jesus Christ. I fucked that form. She said some shit I never heard before. But
this was
CeCe, we're going to end the show with you telling us how you fucked a 400-pound truck driver.
So he was like 6 foot.
He could find it?
And
he didn't let her tell
her. Let her finish.
Oh, sorry.
So first of all, he sent me a picture. He catfished me, basically. He told me we was going on the road. You know, and I'm like, okay, cool. So we was going to Tennessee. So we get there. The picture he sent me, it didn't look nothing like him. So I'm like, damn, what the fuck to do? But he had open arms, like, give me a hug. Like, he was happy to see me because we just stayed up on the phone the whole night, whatever. So I'm like, fuck it. You know, so then I gave him a hug, got in this car. Whoopty-whoopty-woo. We get there, and he like, yeah, I want to be with you and all of this. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm like, but how do you find your dick? Honestly, like, out of all of this, how do you find it? You know, so...
You asked him this?
No, in my head.
Oh.
Do he smell? Did he smell?
He was on the truck all day. Give him a break.
Exactly. So we hit our first rest stop.
And you still decided to say, I'm a fuck him.
Because I ain't trying to get put out the car. I'm far from home. Shit.
You don't be afraid of getting like abducted or nothing happening to you?
She's young. I'm a
carrier.
But you said
I got my certificate. I don't have the.
Okay. But you just like you just shit. You get an adrenaline out of being wild.
Yeah.
Sound young.
I did some dumb shit when I was young too.
I'm praying for you.
Not that
dumb. I want to know how this dick in the truck went.
Yeah.
So like we stopped at the rest stop and he told me to go back there, lay down or whatever. He put the condom on, but the condom like it ain't. I don't even know how to explain it, but it was just like he was poking me. Like, this is my coochie. He was like my pinky. It was like he was doing this the whole time, but he was enjoying it. And like on top of me moaning, sweating, and I'm like.
You was moaning?
No, he was moaning.
I'm looking at him dead face, you know, like.
And so y'all in the truck still. Yeah. So I know it was hot as hell in there.
Hell yeah, it was hot.
I know it was hot as hell in there.
He was just on top of me. I was so uncomfortable. It was just, I feel like that's the worst experience I've had.
Then he drove you back home?
After we made it from the stop. With all of that, and we came back to the city. Yeah,
he was so excited too, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he had a great time.
Did you suck his grand. Dick?
Did I suck his dick? No, but I got hit though.
Was that good?
Was that good at least?
It was all right.
Damn, he was a fine nigga. Wow. All
right,
I'm envisioning this whole scenario. I'm envisioning him being wild. With
Change to these mediocre strokers.
Oh god!
Wait, do that again.
No.
Well, look. This has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. As always, ask for permission and make sure she comes. do us a favor. Subscribe to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/CWC the podcast. That's how we pay our bills. And follow us at CWC the podcast on IG and Twitter. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And have fun. Even if your fun means that you want to have one sex partner a year. Or if your fun means that you want a gangbang, CeCe, well, we want everybody to have fun. Ask permission first and ask about test results. That's okay to do. And if not, the police officer L is going to come and get you on Twitter.
Oh,
this has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. We are now out.